Talk Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
Live free or die, that's New Hampshire's cry. It's a song of freedom that you can't deny. Die. Shout it to the sky when liberty's threatened. Live free or die. From our snow-capped granite mountains to our rocky Atlantic shore, we've an independent spirit that runs deep down to our core. From the broad Connecticut River over to the Maine state line, stubborn as an old stone wall, we stand tall as a white pine. We have no sales or income tax, we're the only state without. Our economy can thrive without them, of that we have no doubt. But some clamor for more taxes to fund programs we don't need. It seems we're being victimized by legislative greed. Live free or die, that's New Hampshire's cry. It's a song of freedom that you can't deny. Live free or die, shout it to the sky when liberty's threatened. Live free or die. Democrats or Republicans, it doesn't matter who's in charge. Objecting to a bureaucracy that's simply grown too large. It's not up to our legislators to control our hearth and home. The responsibility of government should be to just leave us alone. We're proud of our state motto, when we speak we're not being rude. It's more than a pithy saying, it's a heartfelt attitude. Time of General John Stark, who penned that immortal phrase. We've been free for over 200 years, we'll remain free all our days. There's too much wasteful spending, it's a fact you can't ignore. Be grateful you're not getting all the government you're paying for. Live free or die. Cyclists don't wear helmets, seatbelts should be common sense. We don't need so many regulations for lawmakers to dispense. There's too much social engineering under the Capitol's golden dome. Let's clean the slate next election and vote to send them home. Live free or die, that's New Hampshire's cry. It's a song of freedom that you can't deny. Live free or die. Shout it to the sky when liberty's threatened. Live free or die. When liberty's threatened, live free or die.
And that's Jim Barnes, our Bulldog Live balladeer here on the Pulse, 1-866-823-1077. And that is his song, Live Free or Die, from his CD, New Hampshire on My Mind. And that is available for sale. And we'll give you that information in just a few minutes if you're interested in getting that. So I start the song off because, well, whenever it involves the New Hampshire legislature, more taxes or more regulation, I usually start the show with that, because today we're going to talk more about the LLC tax, the brand new income tax that tens of thousands of business owners across the state are going to be hit with come next year. And it'll not just be next year, it'll be retroactive to the beginning of this year. Conquer Monitor did a story today about that, and I'll pass along some of my thoughts on that, particularly what the governor had to say. But what we've been doing is asking people to call the governor's office at 271-2121 and put pressure on the Commissioner of Revenue Administration Kevin Clarity to push off these hearings until there's actually only one hearing, and that's Wednesday, 10 a.m., 109 Pleasant Street at DRA headquarters in Concord, and asking for 5 public hearings in January. Let's get through the Christmas season. Let's let the retailers get the business done that they need to get done at this time of year, and then give time to digest the rules and the like. And let's just see what happens, shall we? Because if we can push this off for a little bit, it'll at least get some more understanding at the very least. And, 271-2121 is the governor's office. Otherwise, be at the hearing Wednesday, December 16th, 10 a.m. at DRA headquarters, 109 Pleasant Street in Concord. Joining us here in studio is Andy Sanborn from the Draft Sports Bar and Grill on South Main Street in Concord. He's one of the businessmen that will be affected by this tax. Andy, welcome back to Bulldog Live. How are you?
Brian, thanks so much for having me. Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you back in here.
As always, it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't like the topic that we have to talk about, but you know what? It's out there. We've got to do it, and there's very few outlets that are doing this.
Yeah, I mean, this one really is a tough one for us, Brian, and you know, in case any of your listeners haven't noticed yet, we're actually in the middle of a huge recession, maybe one of the worst we've ever had. I mean, there's 55,000 people unemployed in this state out of about 700,000 who have jobs, and our state's about to institute its first true personal income tax on small businesses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On top of all the other taxes that they raise.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as you and I both know, I mean, we have all these hidden taxes that the government's put in over the past 2 years, and it's about 60 of these small hidden taxes. But, you know, frankly, this one isn't hidden anymore. This one truly is something that's going to dig right to the gut of who we are as a state. I mean, it's truly going to crush our ability to employ people and provide an economic recovery. I mean, because the reality is, I'm not sure you or any of our listeners out there think that the federal government is going to return us to economic prosperity.
Yeah, I'm not too hopeful in that regard.
Yeah, you know, neither am I. And I truly believe it's something that we're going to have to do ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately,
It starts at Main Street.
It starts right at Main Street. And this new tax actually hits us right at Main Street. You know, this is where our state has made a decision to specifically go after all of the small LLCs and partnerships. Remember, it's not just the LLC tax, it's
that
the partnership tax.
Mm-hmm.
And hit every single small business owner in the state of New Hampshire. You know, frankly, this isn't a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat or an independent issue. This one is going to hit every single one of us. And it's something we truly have to stop.
And it's something that we've been trying to. Unfortunately, they slipped this in the middle of the night, at the last minute when the budget deadline was approaching. And this is something that neither chamber had the ability to vote on. This was something that was created out of thin air in the middle of the night in order to get the budget done.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, typically with legislation, there are public hearings that people can come to and talk about whether or not they agree or disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that the Department of Revenue Administration, we'll call it the DRA for short,
yep.
The DRA actually went to the governor at 11:15 at night, right before they voted on the budget, and said, gee, Gov, we found this new way to raise a whole pile of money in taxation, and they slid it in without any discussion or negotiation at all.
Right. The legislators who were voting on it had no clue what it was about. And, this is, as we kept saying, an income tax.
This is. And let me explain kind of mechanically how it works. It's a little bit complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now,
I didn't expect it to be easy.
Right. It's taxes. as you know, the form of LLC government or partnerships, mostly LLCs, became really fashionable in about 1994. And it allowed small business owners like myself, you know, think roofers, car mechanics, house painters. It gave us some protection from liability like large corporations do. But it really helped us not have to manage the amount of paperwork and board minutes and meetings and all that paperwork burden that businesses have because we're just small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, right now, we all pay taxes in the form of what's called the business enterprise tax,
yes.
Which is something that's been in place for years. And so we're all paying taxes. Well, underneath these new rules from the DRA, they have made the decision that they are going to go out and audit all small businesses. And they solely are going to make a decision as to whether or not you as a business owner are overcompensating yourself. They're calling it, quote, reasonable compensation.
This term has come up a few times during the past week. Yes.
It absolutely have. So when the DRA says, gee, business owner, we believe that based upon a national average, if you're a house painter and you've got four guys painting houses with you, they're going to say, well, you're painting your painters allow you to record your net income, which is what small businesses is. For a small business, your net income is your salary. We're no longer going to allow you just to pass that through onto your federal return and pay your federal taxes and your state taxes on it. We're going to say that you can't claim that as income, so it becomes additional net profit, which they're going to tax at 8.5%. Now, unfortunately, since the money's out the door and you paid yourself a salary over the course of the year, they're now also claiming that because you already spent the money, that there's going to be an additional new 5% tax on top of that. So we are seeing truly and fundamentally a 13.5% personal income tax, because you're going to have to pay it yourself. This is not a corporate tax.
Right. Yeah, because you have, like you just said, you have the business enterprise tax, then you have the business profits tax. Because the business enterprise tax, what's that, 0.75%?
Yeah, business enterprise tax works on your payroll, the interest you pay as a business owner. So it combines a number of different things in your business, and you pay 0.75% of that at the end of the year. And all small businesses do that today.
Right, and they have been since 1993. And then you had the 8.5% tax, the business profits tax.
Correct.
Of which, yeah, in order to get it passed, the enterprise tax, you could take the credit against your business profits tax. But that's still, you know, it's still roughly the 8.5% plus now this new 5% income tax.
And it actually still gets worse than that, if you can believe it.
I'm afraid to ask, but right. I think I know where it's going.
In addition to the 13.5%, the state now wants all small business owners to pay in this personal income tax. They are saying that if you refinance or you borrow money from the bank, you know, if you own a piece of real estate, and like me, I'm a restaurateur. Mm-hmm. So if I decide I want to open up a second restaurant, I go to my bank and say, I want to borrow some money so I can start this new restaurant, this new other entity, so I can hire people, provide jobs, make a great opportunity. So if you borrow money, the state is also saying, and you take it to use it, the state is also saying, we consider that an additional dividend, and you're going to have to pay an additional 5% on any money that you borrow.
You're paying an income tax on what is essentially debt.
You're paying an income tax on debt, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it doesn't make a difference if it's a mortgage debt to refinance your real estate, or if you borrow money against the assets of your company. I mean, heck, you can borrow money with no security. Just get an unsecured line of credit, and if you use it to create or start another venture or to do anything else with it, the state of New Hampshire is now looking at that as a distribution of money, and it's taxable under the interest and dividends.
Oh, boy. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number if you wish to join the conversation. Andy Sanborn, owner of the Draft Sports Bar and Grill on South Main Street in Concord, talking about the LLC tax, which has received headlines in the Union Leader today and the Concord Monitor. We've been talking about it for quite a few days here. Jack Heath wants to join the conversation, host of New Hampshire Today. Hi.
Bulldog, hi. And Andy, hi. I'm listening in the next studio, getting ready for New Hampshire Today, as you said. And today, because the first hour, we have some of the Boston Bruins on and Bob LaBelle being here. I'm not going to be able to talk about this. I got to give you kudos for being all over this. And Andy talking as a business owner. But I'd like to just share what my wife, Patty, said this morning about this LLC and this tax. She started a small bakery 2 or 3 years ago. She has celiac disease, so it's gluten-free bakery.
Oh, great.
And she, like any small business owner, struggled to just make sure a little more money was coming in than the cost. And what happened between state stuff and local stuff and fees and regulations, she basically can't be in business because the margins are so thin. She says this puts her out of business.
Yeah, there is no question.
So that's one thing I just want to add, because you're hitting the nails on the head.
And I know two people personally that said they will dissolve their LLCs when this tax takes effect.
I think there's an attitude, and I'm gonna actually go in and listen to you both. I want to just ask you both this question and make that point my wife made. I think there's an attitude, and I really am sad to say that apparently it's permeated to New Hampshire, that all business is bad, that business is the bad guy. And you hear it from Washington or from the president when he draws a line in the sand at $200,000 or $250,000, you're so-called rich. But there's a lot of small business owners that may be what their tax return has, but they don't have $200,000 in the bank.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And in New Hampshire, LLCs, there's enough going against business. We used to be a very business-friendly state. Heck, you'd want to open a business in New Hampshire. And I got to tell you, the thing the governor and the lawmakers are missing is small businesses, which I think are the critical core of a true economic recovery or any kind of growth. If people like you, Andy, don't hire someone and start a new business, government doesn't grow jobs.
Absolutely.
I mean, so that's what I worry about here. This is an income tax.
And Jack, you know from your show, and Andy, you've seen it with your other friends in the business community, the big companies aren't doing the hiring anymore. They're not expanding. They're all cutting back. We have, thankfully, New Hampshire, the environment that we've been in here, has lent itself for the small businesses to
expand. And historically, Brian, and Andy will probably attest to this, any economic recovery, and we've had many ups and downs in the last 50 years in America or 100, it isn't the big guys who start hiring first. It's the little ones.
Right. It's always been the small guys. As we've come out of the last couple recessions we've had, and we all know we have them every 10 or 12 years, and you know, we have a little blimp and an adjustment of the economy, it's always been the small business owner or the entrepreneur that sees an opportunity to try and create something new or expand what they have. And this is such a disingenuous attempt to try and stop anything we have to try and hire people and expand our economy.
We should be getting out of the way of small businesses.
Absolutely.
We should be cutting their taxes. We should be encouraging them to expand. Someone should be coming to you saying, how's your business? What can we do to help? Now, I think George Bald and Department of Resource and Economic Development, they do what they can. But I conservatives criticize me. They say I'm too respectful and too nice to the governor. And for the most part, it's because he's a pretty respectful, nice person, and he rarely gets involved in something. But this article today, B1 union leader Lynch defends change in the business tax, surprised me because he's a business guy. He's been in business. He knows that this isn't going to help the economy. You don't raise taxes when small businesses are struggling.
I mean, I can only hope. Honestly,
Thank you, Jack.
I can only hope that he can claim true ignorance on this. I mean, the reality is, I mean, even the president, I mean, President Obama, he did defend it. Even President Obama, who so many of us would suggest is one of the most liberal presidents we've ever had when it comes to taxes and spending, even he is standing there today saying we need to provide business incentives to get people employed and help our economy. At the exact same time, our state is saying we need to tax the life out of our industries.
Exactly. And as Governor Lynch is quoted in the Concord Monitor, basically saying that, this is creating more fairness because we don't want this company paying more taxes than another company.
Right. And what these articles aren't saying is we already do pay taxes. We talked about the fact.
You pay the business enterprise tax. You pay the business profits tax.
Right. On top of the 61 or 100 or so other taxes we all are required to pay, we are and have been paying taxes. So this is not closing a loophole. This is something that is fundamentally brand new, and it's kind of a perfect storm that, you know, it's using the ability of our state government to go in and dictate how much money an employer or business owner can make and solely make that decision if the state feels they're making too much money combined with this new tax. I mean, my definition that this is perfect insanity.
Yeah, I agree. Andrew Hemingway, you're on Bulldog Live along with Andy Sanborn, owner of the Draft Sports Bar and Grill. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Brian. Thank you very much for taking my call.
How are things there in Bristol?
Wanted to thank Andy and you guys for bringing this this subject to light. It is I'm the owner of an LLC myself. I'm a partner in another LLC. My dad owns an LLC. My father-in-law owns an LLC. The LLC is your favorite structure of small businesses, which make up, you know, really the largest majority of the economy here in New Hampshire. And for them to be able to start bringing these additional income taxes on us is ludicrous. I mean, it's absolutely out of control, and they're trying to push this in, you know, right before Christmas. I mean, what in the world? And
that's exactly it. The hearing, December 16th at 10 a.m. for crying out loud. Do you know how many people can't make it to that hearing because they're not willing to shut their retail operations down?
Well, Brian, what I'm truly hoping is with the 55,000 people that don't have jobs in New Hampshire today, I beg all of you to show up at this hearing and ask our government why you can't find a job while they're trying to tax and destroy our economy.
109 Pleasant Street in Concord.
I am going to be there, and I'm bringing a bus from the North Country all the way down to Concord, and we're going to be there in force, letting our voice be heard. So Guys, thank you for the good work. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for checking in, Andrew.
Andrew, thanks so much. Great hearing from you.
Hey, he's calling in from the Newfound Lake region, so there's quite a few people around. Oh, look, there's people all over the state. You name the town, the state, there's LLCs in it.
Yeah, I mean, as we talked about, you know, this isn't a political Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian. It has nothing to do today with politics. Mm-hmm. This is going to affect every single industry and corner of our state. No matter who you are, what your industry, we have been primarily partnerships and LLCs.
Exactly. Andy Sanborn from The Draft. We have to take a time out here. I've gone long. I have a segment coming up. Stay with us. We'll continue this conversation in this hour. Annette Vogel from the Intertown Record will be joining us with the It's the Local News segment here on Bulldog Live on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages live on The Pulse.